Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, just north of Houston, up by 45. And I'm broadcasting live, as I've been doing here now for, I don't know how many years, 5 years or so? It's like, I think this is my fifth, maybe sixth year to broadcast live from here and to mix. I mean, you know, you've heard me say this before, folks. You put small business and golf together, how can I not be there, right? And I want to give a special shout-out to our local radio affiliate, KTEK, AM 1110 on your AM dial. Thank you, guys, for all the good work that you do down here in Texas and in the Houston area. And all of you who listen over that station, thank you so much for that. And we just want to send a little love out to you there. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me this morning because we got our good buddy Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and of course, my favorite title, Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is a term, which is a sentence that I say all the time, and I don't get many good answers from that one. He's our good friend, Rick Maurer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. And Rick, you've contributed so many things to us over the years. You've given us so many different things to think about with regard to organizing our business, managing our business, communicating with people, making sure that we get the most out of the relationships that we have with people. And you've got a very interesting topic on your mind today. Go ahead and tell the audience about it.
Well, I do. I've been thinking about how important it is just to close your mouth and not say anything. I think what prompted it maybe was the whole David Letterman thing, that the guy just can't shut up. He just keeps talking. And then I think about myself, and I think about my clients and politicians, and sometimes the best thing to do is just to close our mouths. And that's really hard to do.
Of course not for talk show hosts.
No, of course not.
You know, you mean except for talk show hosts,
except
right?
Except for talk show hosts, yeah.
That's what you meant to say, of course.
Sorry,
I'm glad
yeah.
you pointed that out.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much fertile soil here, Rick. There's so many. Where do we start? Right. I do have this quote though. That I literally picked it up in an email today. A friend of mine sent me an email, and then you know how people have their little sayings at the bottom of their email. You know, just a little famous quote or something. Here's one. I literally just saw it an hour ago, and I couldn't believe it was the timing of this. So here it is, folks. Please, God, put your arms around my shoulder and your hand over my mouth. I'm going to have to remember that one, Rick.
I love it. I just...
Well, you know, you're right about this because one of the things that I was taught when I was taught how to sell years and years ago, decades ago, actually. Now, Rick, I'm old enough now that I don't say years ago, I say decades ago. but I was taught when to shut up. In a sales process,
And I've
written an article about this, folks. I think the title has something to do with sales. So, shut up, listen, sell. Shut up, listen, sell. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But one of the biggest mistakes salespeople make is they work really hard. They sell the customer. They make the close. The customer says, "I'll take it," and they keep talking.
Yeah.
When the customer says, "I'll take it," shut up and write the contract.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. You say, I've got to read that article, Jim. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you saying that reminded me that one of my good friends from college, his dad was kind of a door-to-door salesman. I think he sold spouting or something. And because he was so good, they would attach younger salespeople to go out and train with him.
Of course.
And he said that the killer was that these young, eager, at the time it was all young men, these young, eager men, that if if my friend Dave's dad said, so what do you two think about this? And wanting the couple to talk to each other, knowing they're going to talk themselves into the sale, if they were silent at all, the young, eager salesperson think, oh, they must not know enough, and he would jump in. And as soon as he jumped in, it ruined the sale.
They couldn't stand the silence, could they?
Well, and what he was playing for, the experienced salesperson, was that silence was actually serving the sales process because they were going to talk to each other. And if you kept coming in with another sales point, man, you were toast.
Well, and see, there actually is a real dynamic that goes on between a customer and a salesperson, and that's when you ask a customer something and you're trying to get them to be really, you know, you're really trying to get them to be very specific about things. You're really trying to get them to, to answer your question. Maybe you've even made a little bit of a close. You've made a trial close, or even the big close, maybe the final one. What we were taught was, and I think it's valid, is that once you make that closing statement, the next person who speaks loses.
Yep. Yeah.
Were you taught that?
Well, I wasn't taught that. I don't have a background in sales, but I've heard that. I've heard that many, many times. And also, you know, where I was taught that was in negotiations, which is
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's identical. There's no difference. I mean, this isn't just a sales tool. Because if you make that statement, if you're the one who makes that statement, and I've done this, I've gone out and I've done that, and you know, gotten myself into that situation, and you just sit there, and after a while, you start going, you look at your nails, and sometimes the customer knows what's going on, and they'll wait you out.
Yeah.
But learning how. There's another term, there's another thing that happens sometimes in golf, Rick, is you'll hit a shot, and you'll think it's not a good one. You'll say, oh, I missed that one, and it goes in the hole or something, you know, something ridiculous. And a friend of mine calls that another good shot ruined by a fast mouth.
You're quotable.
So it could be another good sale ruined by a fast mouth.
Yeah. Yes. That's I'm actually writing that down. But you know, I find, you know, because my thing is, you know, how do you influence people in the workplace? And I see people make that same mistake. So maybe after the break, maybe we could talk about that, how that applies to the workplace.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Rick. Folks, this is very important. You know what they say? You have two ears and one mouth. Use them proportionately. We're going to take a quick one. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas. Stay with us. It's great food and wine. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And it was down for just a little bit yesterday. We had a little bit of an issue, but it's been working now for a long some time. If you happen to show up yesterday and it was down, we were doing a little maintenance, so it's just check it out again. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Got lots and lots of stuff there. It will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blassingame. Rick Maurer is our guest and our good friend. And by the way, folks, I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas at the Administaff Small Business Classic, which is this week. And we're visiting with our good friend Rick Maurer, who is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick is our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. I think I said that. Rick, give us the website. Tell us how we can find your books, please.
Okay, sure. My website is www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is spelled M-A-U-R-E-R, M-A-U-R-E-R. So it's
Rick Maurer, and yes, if you're Googling him, and you find a lot of good stuff, if you do, hope you'll check out his website. A lot of free stuff there, Rick, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah. Well, actually, let me say about one other thing that they can access there. I set up this Change open source project that has an ebook and some videos and just all kind of, and interviews with people, and it's all free. And as of I think Saturday night, the 300th member signed up.
And wow.
I'm from like 25 countries.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And they're all people who are interested in how do you make change work inside organizations. And so,
right.
I'm learning a lot. It's really fun, and it's free. So it's just change. Well, you can find it from the Rick Maurer site.
And that's the thing, folks, that Rick is his strong suit is helping people not just manage change, not just deal with change, not even just manage change, but to lead with change. That's the real key, isn't it, Rick?
Well, it really is. Yeah, and I think you're right, kind of to play with those words, because some people want to handle it or get over it.
That's called crisis management.
Yes, indeed. And the people who really say, no, this is a leadership function, and I need to be as skilled at that as I am leading anything else. And those people are the ones who tend to do change pretty well.
Right, exactly. By the way, that article I mentioned earlier is called Shut Up, Listen, Sell, SULS. It's a little acronym I came up with, SULS. Shut Up, Listen, Sell. If you want to check it out, you can do the search on my website. We're talking about, primary thing we're talking about is when, knowing when to shut up. And it's so hard, Rick, because we all think we're so smart, don't we?
Well, we do, and we think we're so smart, and we also get nervous. I mean, I think this is what gets in the way of the salesperson. But I see it happen at work. I was talking to an executive the other day, and she said, well, we were in this meeting, and then the finance people started going over the financial report, and everybody tuned out. Well,
yeah.
You know, if you're going over the financials for your organization, you ought to be interested. But what happens, and I've seen it, well-meaning managers get up and kill people with data, number, you know, chart after chart after chart, nobody can follow along. And so sometimes in our effort to try to help the person understand, we say 10 times more than we ever ought to say.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client one time. We were in a planning meeting, and you could see that he was getting really, really upset. I said, Bob, what's going on? And he turns to his senior team and he said, look, don't you realize that our plant is idle 40% of the time? And people were dumbfounded. I mean, this is serious stuff. And they said, no, why didn't you ever tell us? And he said, I've been telling you. And they went back and forth. And they said, no, Bob, you haven't told us. And he said, I've been sending you those emails. And somebody said, oh, the emails with 100-page attachments.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was all raw data, thinking they would sit down and go through the raw data.
Yeah.
What he did brilliantly, out of his frustration, he said, don't you realize our plant's idle 40% of the time?
Yeah.
And people got it.
Well, and see, the thing is, and there's a good lesson in to me, Ricky, and all that is what you think is clear and what you think is beautiful, what you think is genius, may not even land on people where they can absorb it, where they can deal with it. And you know, Ricky, it might not even be 100 pages. It might just be, I mean, I love the, remember the commercial where the guy says something and then the boss says the same thing but he does his hand a different way? Have you seen that commercial?
No, I don't think I have.
You know, the one guy makes a statement and he uses a horizontal hand gesture and nobody says anything, and then the boss says the exact same thing but he makes a vertical hand gesture and everybody goes crazy, and he just says, I just said that, and the boss said, no, you did this, I did this. He did the hand thing, you know.
I love it.
You know, folks, don't presume that what you're saying is landing on people.
Yeah.
And so how do you fix that, Rick? Well, do you just say what you have to say and be quiet and see what they say?
Well, you break up what you have to say. This is where shutting up really can be helpful, is that if I say a little bit to you and then I'm silent, it gives you a chance to respond. And so you can say, well, Rick, did you mean this? Did you mean that? And then I can move on. And so I don't have to do it perfectly. If I really am willing to be silent, then it can become a conversation. I'm hearing back from you, whether it's you as one person or a room full of other people who work with us.
Here's a little tool I've learned to use, and it hasn't been easy for me, I admit, is say something and then ask the other person, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Because then you got to shut up.
Pardon me?
Because then you got to shut up.
Yes, you do. I think that's great, Jim. I like that a lot.
Hey, Rick, give us that website one more time.
Yeah, it's Rick Maurer, MAURER.com.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, check it out when you get a chance. The books are there, too. They're outstanding. Thanks for being here, Rick. Good job. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, for me, too, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.